This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. World Bank announced today it's doubling the fund, $200 billion over 5 years, to help poor nations adjust to global warming. The bank's announcement comes as negotiations from 200 countries start a two-week-long climate change conference in Poland. Mikhail Kurteka, head of the conference, says they must seek an agreement on curbing climate change.
The United Nations Secretary General is counting on us, all of us, to deliver. And there is no plan B.
The climate change talks got a boost from 19 of 20 G20 nations meeting in Buenos Aires, reaffirming their commitment to fighting climate change. U.S. and China have agreed to a small truce in their escalating trade war after a meeting between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping following the G20 summit in Argentina. Mr. Trump spoke with reporters on the flight back to Washington from the summit.
It's an incredible deal. It goes down, certainly, if it happens, it goes down as one of the largest deals ever made. It's a deal between the United States and China, made by the president and the president. And it'll have an incredibly positive impact on farming, meaning agriculture, industrial products, computers, every type of product.
President Xi said, "Only with cooperation between us can we serve the interest of world peace and prosperity." On news of a deal, the China's main market index was up 2.7%. An anti-immigrant, Euroskeptic far-right party has won its first-ever seats in Spain's Andalusian regional elections. Vox Party claimed 12 seats, giving a majority to the conservative bloc. The vote was seen as a first electoral test for Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's socialist party since they took power in June. The socialists won 33 seats. This is VOA News. An American drone airstrike in southern Afghanistan has killed a key Taliban military commander, dealing a serious blow to the insurgent group. Afghan and Taliban officials identified the slain man as Mullah Abdul Manan. The claim by Taliban is that the slain leader successfully led the insurgents to capture 95% of Helmand from American-backed Afghan forces. Pope Francis has lit a candle to signal the start of a global campaign to push for peace in Syria. Here's AP's Charles Della Desma.
The Pope's lighting of the candle with the images of some 40 Syrian children, mostly from Aleppo, launches a global campaign for Syria, which the organization Aid to the Church in Need says involves some 50,000 children of different religions from war-torn Syrian cities. Francis wants a movement of peace in the war-torn country, which has been martyred by a war, he says, which has lasted for nearly 8 years. He's told believers gathering in St. Peter's Square on the first Sunday of the Advent season leading up to Christmas that Advent is a time of hope. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol starting today. He died late Friday at the age of 94. University of Virginia political scholar Larry Sabato remembers Mr. Bush, who served a single term in the White House from 1989 to 1993.
As people look back and as people are recollecting the Bush presidency, it looks a heck of a lot better than it did at the end of it. Bush, of course, was defeated for re-election, and most people at the time considered him a failed president. But now I think we can see in retrospect that he was actually quite successful, arguably the best one-term president we ever had.
President Bush will receive a state funeral on Wednesday. The supply chain of food and other goods delivered to the port of Anchorage in the state of Alaska from the rest of the U.S. has not been disrupted by a powerful earthquake. Anchorage is home to about 40% of all Alaskans. The magnitude 7.0 quake rattled the state's largest city Friday. There were no reports of deaths, serious injuries, or structural damage. Anchorage Fire Chief Jody Hetrick says she's very proud of the way her department and all the residents handled the quake.
The response from the community has been phenomenal. The response from our first responders, the utilities, municipal employees, everyone else has been terrific. That's exactly what we expected to see, and we're going to continue that effort and that work.
Schools will be closed for the whole week as damage assessments are done, conducted to make sure that the buildings are safe for staff and students alike. This is VOA News.
again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from the great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors again today, so I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show, my guest is going to be Easy Squeeze. Easy Squeeze is a young Sierra Leonean artist who just putting his album together, but he's here in the D.C. area, currently based in Florida, and so he stepped into the studio, and we are going to be talking about these new songs, and they are good, trust me. You're going to enjoy them. But right now, let's start off from the Democratic Republic of Congo as I take your mind back, way, way back to Isambe, the sound of Kanda Bongo Man. Yeah, that is going to be real groovy. And right after that, Bivote, the sound of Afro Combo 87 from Sierra Leone. Yes, those are China House. We used to dance to this one like nobody's business. And Mwaye by Oliva Ngoma of Gabon. But first, Isambe by Kanda Bongo Man from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Peace out.
Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Mwaye by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and before that, Bivote by Afrocombo 87 of Sierra Leone, and Isambe by Kanda Bongoman of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The African Beat on the Voice of America, broadcasting Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC. And I'm David Vandy. I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. More music coming, and this time to Uganda is Josie Chameleon, Dr. Josie Chameleon in Mama Mbire. Beautiful music.
Express exactly mama, what you feel. I love you, mama. Mama, you don't know.
Mama, be yes.
Oh, Pambotonga, you want to go and go away. I would tell you to soon. I will get out in Navango, Murad, and come in Bassina, and I'll put you in a girl.
Mama Mbire by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. This is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away, because when I come back, my guest, Easy Squeeze, will be right here.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Right, welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And today my guest on the beat is Easy Squeeze. Easy Squeeze was born in Sierra Leone, and he has been in the United States for a while now. But I tell you what, he's going to be telling you more about that. So welcome to the African Beat, Easy Squeeze.
Yes, sir. Happy to be here. It's an honor to be here. Uh-huh. Talking to a legend like yourself. You know, it's a pleasure indeed. Thank you for having
All
me.
All right. And it's so great. And, you know, before we go further, I just want people to know exactly who is Easy Squeeze. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm African, first and foremost. You know, just throwing it out there. But no, I was born in Sierra Leone, West Africa, to be precise. And I moved here with my parents to Maryland, you know. And I kind of wandered about a little bit around the states, you know. Lived in Indiana, and now I live in Florida. You know, I went to school here. I graduated with my bachelor's in music, audio production, sound engineer. And so I love music and been doing it since 2009. You know, I just fell in love with the whole scenery.
Wow, that sounds great. And you love to play music or you love to sing?
It's a little bit of both, but if it comes down to it, I like to orchestrate things. Like, for me, I like creativity. Like, I like to create.
You like to create the sound?
Yes, yes.
So make a lot the sound
of times,
perfect.
Absolutely. So a lot of times, even like some of my music that I do make, before I actually have lyrics, I create stuff first. I create the beat, and then, you know, when as my mind keep going and going, it's like, huh, okay, you know what? I can create a lyrics to this, or I can create this, or if I feel like somebody else would be better in terms of, you know, being on the song, and I probably either get in touch with them or just kind of keep it in my bank until, you know, somebody wants to come in and say, hey, I need a beat, and I say, you know what? I have a perfect beat for you. So kind of like that's how my mentality and my ideas works. I love to create. Mm-hmm. Like, I love to be behind and just bring things to life.
Wow.
In terms of music.
Okay, yeah, well, that sounds good to me. And, sure. You know, I want to believe we're looking for people like you, you know, people who can give us some good sound, you know, give us some quality production.
You found me.
Yeah. Okay, so for how long have you been singing?
I've been actually, truth be told, honestly, when I first started music, I started as a rapper. Like, yes.
So can you still rap?
I try to dabble a little bit, but not really. But no, it's like, it was one of those things where, like, when I got introduced to it, I was like, oh, this. I've been writing since I was a kid, since I was back home.
Okay.
You know, to be honest, I actually, like, when I was back home in Sierra Leone, when I was much younger, I used to literally cut school to write music.
Oh,
it was.
So you have what we used to call in school a slum book. I don't know if you met that. We had slum books. We write all the songs.
Yeah.
We go and listen and we start writing out the lyrics. And
oh, yes.
We study that one more than how we study our
I really did. I really did, to a point where, like, I actually had my music book had more notes in it than my actual school book. It was that crazy. It was that bad. But for me, that was life. That was, like, that was for me, like, where my peace of mind was.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's where
But when you came to the United States and, you know, you decided to go to school, go to college.
Yes.
And now you've graduated with BSc in sound engineering.
Yes, sir.
You know, that is just awesome, because
thank you.
One thing I always say, the arts is not for dropouts.
No, it's not.
You know, because people always say, oh, as soon as they see you doing arts work like music or drama, they say, oh, these are just those people who are left out, who left school halfway, and that. No, we're not accepting that anymore.
It's not even like, you see, my thing is, again, like, I think we had a conversation earlier where we were talking, like, how do you expect somebody to listen to you about something that you actually don't really have a whole lot of knowledge about?
That's,
you know,
it.
So again, like you said, you can't expect somebody who walks into a surgical room and say, hey, I can do this surgery just because they have the utensils and they feel like they could do it, you know. So again, you don't know nothing what you're doing yourself, but when you actually deal with somebody who actually have the knowledge, who went to school to learn, and a lot of times people also get it misconstrued that, you know, when you have talent, you don't need to go to school for that. You do.
That's a sad mistake.
It really is. And, you know, it really is. And, you know, and when you actually go to school, you get to ground yourself, because the schooling part is not even teaching you, not just the skill, you know, like, and I learned a lot about time management. I learned a lot about how to actually associate myself in the music community, how to establish myself, and when you create, how to listen, you know, how to listen better, and how to, you know, get involved in exactly what you're trying to do, you know. So it teaches you a lot. And for me, as wanting to make African music the pinnacle, you know, and to be the to take over the world. Like, I believe it, and I definitely want to be a part of the era that will bring African music to the entire world. You have to know what you're doing, and you have to be willing to learn.
All right, okay, we'll come on to that, but let's come up with the music now.
Yes, sir.
You know, I know you're working on, this is your first album.
Yes.
That you're working.
Yes, yeah. Working
okay.
On it.
Professionally.
Yes, sir.
All right. So the first music you're going to perform, play for us today is Hold Me Down.
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about this song, Hold Me Down. Tell me a little bit about it.
Oh, man. So I was home when I was, you know, actually creating the beat to Hold Me Down. And at that point, you know, I wanted to do something, because a lot of times the kind of video and songs that you see is a bit degrading. You know, especially to women. So what I wanted to do was, you know, like create a song of the kind of person I would like to have in my life, the kind of woman I would like to have in my life.
Hmm.
You know, but I wrote the song like she already existed. You know,
so, like so you want to tell me she's not around?
We'll get to that part. But no, see, when I was writing the song at that moment, it's like, I would like to write a song about a woman, you know, like she's already there, but definitely want to write it to, you know, commemorate her and who she is. You know, like, and the kind of woman that we don't really talk about anymore. A woman that is always there for you, supportive, and loves you, like, effortlessly and willing to, you know, go thick and thin with
thick and thin
you.
And not judging you, because, you know, exactly. These days they judge you. And when you keep judging people, you won't have time to love them.
No,
you won't even have time to know them, because you already prejudge them.
Absolutely. And that's where the problem is. And a lot of times, you know, it's not just from the woman's perspective. Men do it too.
Yeah, it's general.
It's absolutely. So for me, when I wrote the song, you know, it's just to definitely, like, just telling her how much I love, you know, what she does for me, with me, and how she supports me, and she doesn't take me for granted.
So let's see that in the song right now, because you're going to perform this song right now, and
yes,
this one
sir.
Is Hold Me Down, and Easy Squeeze is going to give you this song right now. Let's check it out.
Love it.
Wow. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay. Now I know exactly what you're talking about. That was awesome. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's just beautiful.
Right.
It's beautiful.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that.
The way you handle the song, the way you perform the song, it's beautiful. And I'm sure the message is going to go. It's going to go through. People are going to love it. They're going to understand it. And maybe people will even use it for themselves.
Right. Hey, that's the message. Hopefully they can. You know, sometimes, you know, like you try to be a word for somebody else who doesn't have it. You know, because sometimes people have so much they want to say but don't know how to. Mm. And you can express it in a song. And for me, that's literally been one of the things that I am grateful for. That a lot of stuff that I want to say to people that I can't really say, to reach out to as much people I can, I put it in a song. So that way you understand where I'm coming from, and then you actually, you know,
I just want to leave the music a little bit, but we were discussing earlier, you said your people from Sierra Leone doubt whether you're from Sierra Leone.
Yes, they actually do. That's the funny thing.
Why should they doubt you? Because you are easy squeeze and what?
I think it's not just the name, but also the kind of music that I do produce and the music that I pull out there to my fans and to people. Because for me, I'm an advocate for good music. I think also the other thing is like my Creole is not as vibrant.
Okay, so you know Sabi talk Creole.
I start be talking small. It's not just there. You know, I done mix up box up myself. A lot of times, exactly. That's usually how it is. But so a lot of times, you want to actually go some places to perform, and you know, like actually when I like perform the song, and people come to me and say, "Hey, like, are you really from Sierra Leone?" Like, I'm like, yeah.
So,
like,
are you okay, sure? So tell them what is your real name.
My real name, my Sierra Leone name, is Mahmoud Ibrahim Cissé.
Mahmoud Ibrahim Cissé.
Yes.
Listen to that. It's Mahmoud Ibrahim Cissé. Just easy squeeze. It's for the stage and for the music.
Absolutely.
All right. So he's one of us. So you got to accept him for who he is.
Absolutely.
And he's a proud Sierra Leonean.
I really am. I love everything about my country, my culture, and my people. I really do. I love being around them. I love associating with them. You know, and definitely, again, me doing this music and what I do is to definitely represent my country.
And you know, let's go back to the academics.
Yes, sir.
You know, with what you've learned and you've got this degree, and the sound system in our music, especially music from Sierra Leone,
right,
is what people have been complaining about a lot of times.
Right.
That even in the production, maybe even now it's getting better. Okay, yeah. At least it's getting better now. But people always talk about the sound quality. When you listen to like music from countries like Nigeria and Ghana, and when you listen to ours, that one sounds heavier and with the kick and all this stuff. And when you listen to ours, it sounds like it's a little bit thinner.
Yeah. You know? And
when we have these big shows like at the stadium, people always complain about sound.
Yeah.
Is this actually what you did, and how can you help?
That's definitely what I actually went to school for, you know. And for me, I am definitely crazy about sound and quality. You know, and that's been the most disappointing thing to me about the Sierra Leone music is the quality. And I feel like, you know, the producers that we do have, again, I'm pretty sure they try their best. But the quality that they are coming out with, it's like they're nobody takes the time to actually give out good music. You know, sometimes you hear the sound and say, the sound has so much potential to be good, even be great. But the quality is definitely putting a bridge to it to getting to that level, because you can't play it just anywhere. So for me, what my main goal is to definitely, everything that I've learned so far is to take it back home and actually start producing for my Sierra Leone artists to make sure that we get good quality music so we can compete. Not just in Sierra Leone, but we can compete with the entire Africa as a continent, because we have other countries that have definitely great quality music. And so I want our music to be at that level as well. You know, and that starts with just taking your time, making sure that everything is quality to not just yourself, but people have to be honest about criticism. You know, don't just hear music and say it's good because you know the person or because you know their family or because, oh, hey, is this necessarily your music? No, you have to definitely be constructive in your criticism and let somebody know where they need to improve. That's the only way we can get better.
All right. Okay. Now let's come back to our music. And so we're going to bring out the next tune.
Yes, sir.
Wishing Be Your Name.
Yes.
You know, when you title a song like that, it sounds pidgin to me.
Yes,
not Creole.
Right.
Because if it was Creole, we say, waiting at your name.
Yes, absolutely.
And, so you decided to go pidgin.
Yes, and there's a reason for that. Because again, like I said, the songs that I'm doing, I don't want it to just be focused on just Sierra Leone alone. You know, I want it to be channeled to all parts of Africa. You know, pidgin is something that a lot of other countries in Africa are very common with. You know, so again, the reason why I decided to title it like that, so they understand that. You know, when you actually hear the title, you know, you just know it's not just a Sierra Leone title, but it's like an African title. Yeah,
African.
So it's like when you hear that, it's like you're not going to say that specific like wording.
So you want it to be an African music?
Yes, African music, not just Sierra Leone. African
but with
music.
A Sierra Leone background.
With the Sierra Leone background, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because if you want to take that away, I will not accept.
No, I don't even think I want to, even if I could. You know, I don't think I want to. So that's the underline of it is Sierra Leone.
It's
first.
Sierra Leone, Sierra Leone, yeah, first, but we go Africa. Across the continent.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's enjoy the next track that Easy Squeeze is going to perform for us right here in Studio 4 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. And that is Waiting Be Your Name.
Yes, sir.
They say you can make me go insane. Let's check this one out.
Take a light, tell them to just chill. Alright, alright. That's why you pussy get the glyph on right.
The way you jiggle and the way you wine, so love the way you jiggle and putting in them dolls, and you love the way you jiggle and wine. I see them wine, so they love the way you jiggle and wine. Them know I am.
Chicky chack, 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 chack,
chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, chack, send me one
some
more. So pretty
little
girl, you know me
one. Yo, that's why, baby girl, you done round. Shape like a rascal, yes, English pound. Every morning at the place, standing at the town. Damn, them won't get your name now, but nobody get it yet. Cause I be your state, baby girl, me have the thing locked on the thing set. That's why everything cool, everything, everything, everything I bling. See me king, yo. Baby girl, you want the fastest in that town. Don't make nobody come and me say, one come take your crown. Baby girl, me don't matter, let's say you want a clown. Word, sound, and power from me, yo.
The way you jiggle and the way you wine, so the way you jiggle and putting in them dolls, and you love the way you jiggle and wine. I see them wine, so they love the way you jiggle and wine. Them know I am.
Chicky chack, 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 chack. Chicky chack, 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 chack. Chicky chack, 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 chack. Girl, move your body, me say, yo, girl, tick tock.
Woo! Ha ha! Yes, you didn't make me go insane. So now, let's dig into the song proper.
Yes, sir.
Are you a victim? Are you a victim of this song?
In this song, yes, I really am. You know, and for me, it's like, again, the reason why I love music, I love to tell stories.
I love to tell stories
very much. And you, when you listen to the song, it's like, what's in your name? It's like you literally walked into
it. I knew there was something. You know, when I was listening, I knew there was something behind the song.
Yes,
and somebody was falling here. And, you know, go ahead. I'm listening.
And so, yeah, so I walked in, you know, went to a place with some friends, you know, I ran into this girl and not really sure who she is and don't really know her, never really met her before, but like I just literally went crazy over everything she's doing, you know, in terms of how she looked, the way she danced, the way she moved.
Hey.
And like I got curious, you know. I got curious, and so I started asking this question. You know, but she's not really giving me the time of the day.
Blame is hard to get.
Yes, she's definitely doing that to the core, you know, but at the same time, it still didn't stop me because at the end of the day, I really wanted to know who she was because I just enjoyed her energy.
At the end of the day, she's the one that is holding you down.
We can say that. We can go with that for now. We can.
I just decided to go and bring back your first title.
That's a good one. You got me. But yeah, we can play with that.
All right, baby girl. You're doing a good job out there. Okay, you know, this is really great, and it's so great having you here. But you know, now that you've started and you're working on your album, how do you intend to push this one out? When do you think people should expect an album to come out so that people can know more about you? How do you intend to do that?
Well, as of right now, you know, I'm working on the production part of it. Me and my manager, John Cooper, we've been working hard on definitely trying to get like the project intact and in place to make sure we get everything we need. And I definitely am planning on releasing it, but I want to wait till next year. And I actually want to go back where I started, where everything all started.
Where that little boy started as that rapper.
Yes.
Do you remember the first song that you rapped?
Man, I'm really trying. I remember some of it, but it's like kind of here and there. But I remember it was the black and white thick skinned notebook. I think the Note 5.
Mm-hmm.
That was the book where I started. I know. I remember. It's like I can literally see the book right now in my hands. I know the book, so I cannot remember the lyric. But that's what we intend to do. Me and my manager, we sat down, we talked about it, and we definitely want to go back home, and we want to start over there. We want to start from there, and we want to take it to the roots. And that's been the plan. So right now, we're just definitely trying to talk about different things, trying to put the work together.
So finally, in as much as you're looking at this broad, to cut across the continent, but what are you trying to do to let your people, I mean your Sierra Leonean people, first accept you and your music? How do you intend to bring your music to them? Because, you know, there's a saying that we used to say back home. I say that here all the time. It's a saying in Creole that if us not sell you, teeth not go buy you.
Absolutely.
They used to use that for gossip and, you know.
Absolutely.
But now we say, if us not sell you, teeth not go buy you. If your people don't talk about you, they don't push you out there, how is somebody going to know about you? So how do you intend to get closer to your people and let them feel your music?
I thank you again for that. That's a great question. I think part of that is you know, definitely being away for so long. You know, so I feel like, you know, even though I still do keep in touch with a lot of my close friends
but,
that I grew up
you
with.
You know, I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's good that you were away and you concentrated on school.
Yes.
And now school is done.
And again, like I said, that's what I talked about with my manager. School is over, and what I posted after I graduated, the first thing I said was school done. So, and that was it. So it's like right there, we're getting ready to work. So, but you know, and I've been away for a while. So what I want to do is definitely go back home and rekindle that relationship I had with a lot of my people now in my country, you know, and I want to go back to give back. you know, not just my music, but my knowledge of what I know to make sure that we have quality coming out of there. So again, when I'm going back home, I'm like, I'm ready to work and to make sure that whatever else is coming out there, especially from this road from me, is definitely going to be good quality to a point where people are going to be listening to music and in Sierra Leone and know that there's a new age of music coming, you know, in terms of changing the style, changing the quality, changing what you hear, and changing everything. But that comes back with, again, going back home and winning the people's hearts, you know. And so definitely going, and I'm the kind of person, I love to get deep and dig deep and get in touch with the people that I connect with. You know, and so that's what I intend to do, is to go back home, get in touch with my roots, get in touch with my people, you know, and get them to kind of build that trust again, you know, because being gone for so long, it's like people don't really recognize you anymore. They don't know who you really are. So it's important to go back home and to definitely touch base with that.
Okay, well, I'll give you one advice.
Yes, sir.
When you go, in as much as the easy squeeze is out there, if they want to create some doubt, if they have still have that doubts in their mind, look at them in the eye and say, hey, me now na Salum Bobo.
Yes, sir.
Me na Salum Pikin.
Yes, sir.
Mahmoud Ibrahim Sissé.
Yeah.
If they don't understand, if they don't understand the Ibrahim, tell them it is Brema.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we're going to go with, Brema.
All right. Well, Ahmed, I want to thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
It's
thank
great.
You
and we're looking
me.
Forward to the completion of this album.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll have to come back and see what we can do here.
Absolutely.
That's what Voice of America is here for. And this Absolutely. Program, African Beat, was created for people like you, young Absolutely. African
you.
Talents, who are looking for a platform
yes,
to
sir.
Promote their music. And
yes,
that's
sir.
Why we go across the continent and play music from across, from every artist. As long as the music comes to us, we're definitely going to play it.
Yes,
you
sir.
Are here in the DC area. You come around, we bring you right in here.
Yes,
so
sir.
Once again, thank you very much. It was a pleasure having
thank you.
Thank
you for having me.
And looking forward to more interactions.
Yes, sir. Thank you All so right? much for having me.
Okay, so now we're going to close, and we're going to close with a song, that Tumba.
Yeah.
Tumba. Uh-huh. We're going to close with that song.
Yes, sir.
I don't want you to talk about it because I don't want you to start saying things that you don't want to say. So I just want you to perform the song.
That's it. That's it. We're not going to say nothing.
Why
we're not going to say anything.
Why are you in a rush?
No, we're not. No, I'm not rushing. No, I'm not rushing. No, we'll let you go ahead. And
somebody is getting jittery here. Somebody.
That's actually one of my favorite songs, too. I know, okay. You know, I got the privilege of, you know, you listening to it as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, and this one specifically, I have had this song, you know, for a long time. Again, like I said, since I've been in school, never really got the chance to promote it. But this one was actually produced by one of my longtime friends. His name is Detox from Cameroon. Very talented guy. I got the privilege to work with him on this, and you know the end result was just amazing.
It's a good song.
Like, I really, really love this song.
It's a good song. All right. So we're going to close with that. And so on behalf of my engineers, Ted and Carl out there, and of course, your manager, Joan Cooper.
Yes, sir.
And to you, my guest here, Easy Squeeze, I want to say thank you. And to all our African Beat listeners and viewers that are out there, I want to say thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to this great show. Till then, I'm David Vandy, and now my guest will leave you with the song, Tumba. Enjoy and have a good day.
Mama,
Kimmy
Rude
Boy.
My papa, I see some sexy girls tonight. I wanna try.
Wanna try.
Cause the way they move their hips, you know they lie.
Know they lie.
Yeah, lele mama. I like the way they wind on me.
Yeah, lele mama.
And it's you where you did do.
Yeah, lele mama.
I like the way your body move.
Yeah, lele mama.
And I like how you just shake.
Shaking that to my head.
Your body's attempted. Give me some more. I like the way you wind up. I've seen your time before. Yeah. And I like the way you move. Give me some more.
So, baby, get dancing for me.
I like how you're shaking on me.
Yeah.
So, come make us pretty money.
I like how you whining on me, yeah. Baby, get dancing for me, I like how you shaking on me, yeah. So come make us straighty money, straighty money, straighty money, yeah. I see some sexy girls tonight, I wanna try, wanna try. Cause the way they move, they hit to know the lie, know the lie. Yeah, lele mama, I like the way they whine on me. Yeah, lele mama, and it's you where you did do. Yeah, lele mama, I like the way your body moves. Yeah, lele mama, and I like how you just shake, shaking that to my head, that to my. You're doing it right. I like how the way you been moving your waist now. So you move to the left, move to the right.